I'm going to throw out a couple of issues as governor. Okay. Parimutuel betting, Remington Park, Ed DeBartolo.
Remember, my history was in tourism. People in Oklahoma wanted racing. Now, some counties didn't, but the state as a whole did, if you put it to a vote of the people. So we put it to a vote of people, and we were going to build a racetrack. I got people to make the land available, and suddenly something happened, and DeBartolo announced that he wasn't going to build the racetrack in Oklahoma. Isn't it funny how things come back together? Oklahoma was playing in the Orange Bowl. So I'm governor. Oklahoma's in the Orange Bowl again. OSU is in another bowl in Florida. So there are two Oklahoma teams playing in bowl games in Florida. I'm trying to get DeBartolo into Oklahoma. He's from Ohio. He has a place in Florida that he takes his management once a year, and it coincided with New Year's when Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are playing bowl games. As governor of Oklahoma, I had flown to Ohio, met with DeBartolo. He said he was coming, and then he told me what. So I take the state airplane, and I fly from Miami over to Naples, Florida, and meet with Ed DeBartolo. I said, you got to come to Oklahoma. He changed his mind. He said any governor that would just come over here and just out of the blue show up. He told his people he was going to build a racetrack. And I'm always honored that at times when he would come to Oklahoma, he said, I'm here today because of that man right there, George Hunt, even when I was out of office.
But yeah. Wasn't there some hesitation? I think the Daily Oklahoman wanted him to reveal personal financial data, and he balked at that.
Yes, and I agreed with him. The Oklahoman and I disagreed on several things, and that was one of them. But I told him that Oklahoma wanted him in Oklahoma, and he came. And yes, the Oklahoman was very upset about it. So we brought in Parimutuel Racing. I think that a way to close this would be the 82 campaign for reelection and the 84 tax increases. Because we talked about George Bush the father, who may have been defeated for reelection because they asked him, was he for tax increases? And he said, no. And he said, read my lips. There'll be no tax increases. And while he was president, he raised taxes. But I think he should have. I was governor in 78. Oklahoma is in an oil boom, and we're doing everything. Yachts are on Grand Lake. People are wearing gold bracelets and necklaces and chains, and we're heyday. I run for re-election, and they asked me, are you for raising taxes? And I said, no. Now, I got to tell you, this is not bragging. In November of 82, I was re-elected. I'm the only governor to ever carry all 77 counties to this day. I carried all 77 counties. I want to be honest with you. I was flattered to think that Bob Kerr didn't do it, Howard Edmondson didn't do it, Brad Henry didn't do it. You know, I can just name all these names. They didn't do it. I'm the only governor who did. Had the election been 2 weeks later, I wouldn't have. Because in 82, Penn Square Bank failed. The economy did a belly up. It hadn't really hit hard. I was reelected governor in November, carried every county, got the most votes any governor candidate ever got. 2 weeks later, Oklahoma had its first failure of revenue in its history. During the heyday, I had created the Rainy Day Fund. I said, let's don't spend all this money we got now. Let's set it aside for tough times. So I get reelected. We have a failure of revenue. We don't raise enough money, but we have a Rainy Day Fund. So I get us through the first year without any tax increase. I can keep everything going because I got this kitty I'd set aside. The second session we came in, we still don't meet our revenue estimates. And I thought, what am I doing here? They were talking about firing teachers. They were talking about highway patrolmen. We were pulling cars over to the side of the road because we couldn't afford gasoline. We canceled the highway patrol classes. And I, being a history teacher, said I didn't become emperor of the Roman Empire to preside over its fall and demise. Nor did I become governor of Oklahoma to see our schools closed, our laws not enforced. So I came out for tax increases, and they called me a liar. All my political career, and even after that, people would say, well, he lied. People would ask me, would you do something differently? And I didn't know how to answer that question. Henry Kissinger was in Oklahoma one day. OSU had him to speak there. And he gave me my answer, Republican Henry Kissinger. They asked him the question, if you had it all to do over again, would you do anything differently? And I push my brows together when I tell this story, and I get my Henry Kissinger accent, and I say, absolutely not. I would do nothing different. Then I thought, wow, you know you would. But he gave me the answer. Henry Kissinger said, I would do nothing differently, provided you gave me the same information today that you gave me when I made that decision. Now, if you want to give me different facts, I might make a different decision. And I thought, there's my answer. Sure, I would have never said there will be no tax increases had I known that we were going to close down schools. You know, I wouldn't have, quote unquote, lied. I think that's a good way to close discussions in politics. If you take the facts as they were when the person in politics made the statement and compare them to the facts as they existed the day that they made their decision. Let me close with this. John F. Kennedy defeated Richard Nixon basically because of a television debate. They took a national poll. The people who saw the television debate said Kennedy won it. The people who listened to it on radio said that Nixon won it. They couldn't see Nixon and they couldn't see Kennedy. Nixon had a 5 o'clock shadow. He refused to wear makeup. Kennedy looked like a movie star. Nixon sweated profusely and would be mopping his brow on national television, and Kennedy was cool and collected. Kennedy said if he was elected president, he would invade Cuba. Richard Nixon, as the vice president of the United States and the nominee for president, said that's the most irresponsible statement I've ever heard. We would not invade Cuba. Now, they're on national television. Kennedy said he would. Vice President Nixon, if he's president, said he would not. Well, Kennedy wins and discovers that the Eisenhower administration had been planning, with Nixon's knowledge, the invasion of Cuba. Here, Kennedy said he would, and Nixon said he wouldn't. Nixon knew they were planning it, and Kennedy didn't. But when he found out as president that they were planning it, he went on public television and said, I was wrong. We will not invade Cuba. I should not have said that. Because he was giving away our plans. He said, I'm wrong. We will not. And yet he then, as president, went ahead and planned it. No one really accused him of being a liar, but he misspoke. Nixon misspoke the truth, and Kennedy misspoke the truth. But based upon the facts as they existed, no one really thought that they should be called liars.